Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Ronald.
Yes, it is.
Hi, how are you doing today, Mr. Davis? My name is Antonio from National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. If you don't mind me asking, sir, just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Definitely, probably, are the chances 50-50 or you're not going to vote? Or you probably
Definitely
going to vote. If you don't mind me asking, sir, what is your age?
79.
How motivated are you, is your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10? 0, not all motivated. 10, extremely motivated. You can
extremely, extremely motivated.
So would that be a 10? So that would be a 10?
That would be a 10.
Awesome. Some people care a lot about politics. While politics is less important to other people, how important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied? Dissatisfied? Go ahead, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you very satisfied? Satisfied? Dissatisfied? Or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
It's hard to say because it depends on this election coming up.
Okay.
I'm satisfied right now.
Okay. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Republicans in Congress, the COVID pandemic, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, the Biden administration and their policies, big businesses, and corporate price gouging and greed?
Well, I blame the previous administration.
Okay, so we can say other, let me write that, previous administration, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I truly thank you, sir, for helping me complete the survey. Thank you very much, okay? Now, I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, please tell me, on a scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on, okay? Use 0 to 10 scale. 0, not important at all. 5, somewhat important. And 10, extremely important. Reducing crime. How would you rate that?
Eight.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about fighting back against racism and discrimination? From 0 to 10, how would you rate that?
That's important. 10.
10. What about creating more jobs and raising wages?
That's a nine.
Okay. What about ensuring our borders are secure?
Well, that's a five.
What about reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling?
To stop racial profiling.
Yes, reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling. How important would you rate that? From 0 to 10.
10.
10. What about making housing more affordable?
I would say a 9.
9? Okay,
yeah,
great.
There's a gain to that. There's a gain to that.
Now, switching gears a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Great. Now, I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable about them. 100, the opposite. Very warm and favorable about them, okay? 50, that you don't feel warm nor cold, okay? Now, you can rate your feelings from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please let me know. How would you rate your feelings toward Donald Trump?
0.
The Republican Party?
0.
Barack Obama?
100.
Hakeem Jeffries?
100.
The NAACP?
75.
Planned Parenthood?
75.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yes.
He never got into power. That's fine. My personal feeling, give me a 50.
What about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, a 98.
I know it's a long way off, but what if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West? Would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Joe Biden.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today?
100.
Are you very worried? Somewhat, not so worried, not worried at all.
Very worried.
Switching gears a little bit, I'd like to read you two statements about an important issue facing our communities. The first statement says, we need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police, buy more crime-fighting equipment, and increase prosecution of criminals, and hand down longer jail sentences in order to make our community safer. Or the next statement, we don't need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after school programs, and mental health in order to get our root causes of crime to make our community safer. Which of those two statements would you agree with more? The first statement or the second statement?
Second statement.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
I follow politics.
Has what you have seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Or unfavorable?
More favorable.
Much more favorable, somewhat more?
Much more. Much more.
I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, please tell me how important that is to you. Invested $12 billion through Medicaid that allowed people to continue to access home care and raised wages for home care workers. Is that very important? Somewhat? Not very important? Not all important?
That's important. I don't.
What about capped out-of-pocket Medicare costs at $2,000 per year?
That's important. Very important.
Very important. Created infrastructure law, which is eliminating lead pipes and expanding access to clean drinking water for households and schools across the country.
That's very important.
Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed to the Supreme Court, the first African-American woman ever to hold that position. Is that very important? Somewhat? Not all important.
That's very important.
Provided $123 billion in new funds for the upcoming school year, the largest ever one-time federal investment in kindergarten to 12th grade education. Is that very important? Somewhat? Not very? Not at all.
Education is very important. That's very important to me.
Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Very important.
Do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Let me read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, 5, somewhat, and 0, not a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Now, the first one says, we are facing the largest threat to our rights and freedoms from extremists since the 60s. They have attacked reproductive rights, our voting rights, our history, by trying to ban books on slavery, and even attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th to overturn the will of the people and keep Trump in office. Where does this stop? We cannot accept this as the new normal. We must use our political power to fight back and send a message to MAGA Republicans that we're not going back to Jim Crow. How convincing is that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
The next statement says, Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of, quote, entitlement programs, ignoring that they have spent a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and our parents and grandparents. How convincing is that statement?
What's the rating?
From 0 10? To 10. 10,
that's
very convincing.
That's a 10.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0, not all motivated. 10, extremely motivated to vote. How would you rate your level of motivation?
10.
And what stood out to you the most from the arguments that you just heard?
What stands out the most?
Uh-huh.
Voting. We got to vote in order to keep our government.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, keep the negative Republican down.
So engagement or voting?
Engagement, yeah.
Okay. Engagement in voting. Pretty much defending your rights, correct?
That's what voting's about.
Okay.
My wife just came in and grabbed me Sunday. I gotta go to dinner.
Okay. Just allow me a couple of moments, okay, sir? Just a few seconds, okay? If I may just ask you this last battery of questions, okay? It will take 30 seconds. I'm going to read to you a list of sites or applications for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Apple News.
Apple? No.
What about Instagram?
No.
YouTube?
Yes. I'm on YouTube right now.
Snapchat. No. Facebook.
No. Once in a while, yes.
TikTok.
No.
Twitter.
No.
Okay. Well, sir, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. But if you need to go and have your dinner, just let me know, okay? I can go ahead and just finish it right now if you like.
Let's finish right now.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for helping me complete the survey, okay? Thank you very much.
You sound like Hispanic.
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, my parents are from, they're Hispanic. I am as well. Okay.
All right. So I know you're voting Democrat.
Well, yes, sir. As a matter of fact, yes, sir.
Unless you're in Miami from Cuba.
No, no.
One of the rich ones, they vote Republican.
No. I'm from California.
Okay. One thing I got to say, and I don't know why, but these people are crazy. Trump is for Trump. He wants to be a dictator. And if he gets in there, we might as well just... I've already been contacting my cousin in England. So if he gets in there, he'll be in the rest of the life. Yeah, so people got to get out and vote and vote Democrat.
We have to engage. We have to be participants. Mm. Take action.
They need to vote Democrat all the way down the line and get all them nuts out of Congress and out of the Senate. Together, that's the only way we're going to get rid of these clowns.
Okay, thank you for your time, sir. How wonderful day. Okay, thank you very much.
You too. Bye-bye.